Oh my god, you don't know the song, bruv.
Bruv, what are you singing?
What's your situationship? On a sunny day.
Oh my I didn't god. Know. It took me a while and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Such an idiot. Did it, did it, did it.
Welcome to That's Peaks, season 3, episode 4. Cut, 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 cut. Cut. So,
bro,
okay, sorry.
This is standard.
Do you know what? I haven't actually had,
porn,
like,
bro.
Fizzy drink either. So, like, I don't even know where this
Why
hype is coming from.
Why are you sounding like that for? You constantly ask me not to Asian stereotype you.
What do you
just
mean?
Just go and do it yourself.
What have I done?
You sounded like Sailor Moon porn, bruv. That's what
cat, 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 cat.
You were like,
I'm speaking French, bruv. You dickhead. Okay, let's. Anyway.
Oh my
Hi, guys.
That
is so welcome to, like we said, season 3, episode 4. This season is called, are you ready? Ready or not, here I come, you can hide.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna find you and take it slowly.
You do it twice, bro.
Oh, my bad. Ready or not. I'm not gonna lie. You fucking bit me off. It's the way your neck just went back.
If you ain't doing that part of the song, then you ain't doing it right. Ready or not.
Hey.
Like, we both know you can't do the tapping. Like,
okay, so yeah, as you can tell, the title of this episode is Ready or Not, because are you ready, 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 ready?
Fierce it. Bogola, take them back to be a sit not.
And yeah, it basically says it in the title. Obviously, we rail it. Oh, wow, it's that early and I still can't speak English. We relate it to relationships, of course, as well as friendships and any other situationships you get yourself into. So,
come on, bruv, you're talking about things we talk about every week. Just move it.
Yeah, so
topic.
It's basically like, are you ready? Are you ready to jump into a situation? Are you ready to jump in and commit? Are you ready to jump in and take that job? Do that thing. Are you?
Yeah, it's true, but I don't think it's just one particular thing. Like, yeah, are you ready to move on to your next job? Are you ready to buy
the
that
next
house
challenge?
I think it's more relationship based though.
It is
like,
relationship
like,
based.
Are you ready to get a dog? Are you ready to have a baby? Are you ready to get a car? Are you ready to that person
settle down,
to meet your
mortgage,
family?
You know,
are you ready for them to meet your friends?
Mm. Are you ready to say I love you?
Are you ready to commit? Mm-hmm. Even just exclusively. Like, a lot of people struggle with they have commitment phobia.
Mm-hmm.
Commitment phobia? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are you? Huh? Are you?
He pointing the finger. Oh, are you talking to
no,
me?
No, I was talking to the people out there. Yeah, I'm talking to you, bitch.
I mean, have you had any issues with that?
Yes.
Being ready and not being ready and not really wanting to take that jump and that leap.
I think, I mean, we have notes here, but I'm just gonna shoot from the hip today. I think I've been in a few relationships where I've kind of just done it to go with it. I'm not saying that this time
as in you weren't ready.
This time is not the time. I'm very happy.
Oh.
And it was a choice that we kind of both made. But I have been in situations where I've been in a relationship simply because it just seemed like that it made sense to do so. But
at
I
time.
Haven't really been ready to to commit in that sense. And it really does fuck your relationship up because...
Wait, so you're saying that you were you you jumped into a relationship, even though you weren't really ready to commit at the time, and then you found yourself in a predicament because it was just like, oh, why am I, I'm tied down to someone, but then I'm like, I'm having sexy thoughts about you. Oh, my eyes are wandering.
No, not that. I mean, that can happen. But it was never really, sorry, we just ate some food, so
it might be always eating. We always eating.
The circumstance was really, am I ready to be this intimate with someone? Am I ready to be this open
vulnerable? It's not just me who can't speak English today.
Vulnerable. And just being able to have those conversations when necessary. Now, like, it's easy for me to do. Like, if there's an issue, I will sit down with my partner and be like, this is what I feel like the energy is at the moment. I might be off, but like, if it is, let's talk about it. I've never been like that, ever. I'd be like, if that's your energy, then fuck you too. I'm taking my ass home, pecking up my shit, okay? Kim, I call up Kim. Doop, boop, 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 boop,
yeah,
boop,
man,
boop.
It's over. I Kim, ended it. Hello? I burned his house down. You got spare matches?
She'd be like, where are you going? I said, I'm on my way home.
Why are you smelling smoke?
Why are you on your way home? Because this stupid ass. And that would be my energy. So I know it's a different thing for me now because I am in a different place. I've grown a lot, but a lot of people are still in their 50s and they're still having issues trying to even get to that stage of wanting to commit to someone. So yeah, that's me.
Okay.
What about you?
I've been on the other side of things. Actually, no, I think I've been on both. No, not like that. But
use,
I mean, like, you. Anyway.
Use a hoe.
I said that use a listen, you wanna drop them? So I've experienced being in a relationship with someone where I was ready to settle and I thought we were on the same page and we were going down the same road to our goals or whatever, to the goals that we want to achieve together.
But that's what it has to be. It has to be
well,
together.
Obviously, you got to communicate and make sure that you're on the same page. But the thing is, I felt like I was almost not necessarily lied to. It was like, yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, I want to be ready. But then you're kind of like just coming along with me and hoping that midway in our relationship that you would eventually get to the same page as where I am and then lying.
Yeah, but to me, that's not like, you can say you're ready, but your actions have to, sorry, I keep hitting the microphone. Your actions have to say that you're ready.
Yeah, no, of course.
Because loads of people be like, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this. And then they get into a relationship and they start acting fucked up.
No, midway through, they start acting fucked up. Because when shit gets serious, you're just like, oh, shit. And I'm just there like, oh, I'm so in love. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, you know, the house is burning. The plane's crashing.
I'm on
a sinking ship.
I think I'm having too much influence on you.
Yeah, I did something similar anyway. This is my early 20s, so I can't really... Obviously, it's different when you're in your 30s, me personally anyway. But I went for a period where, from previous episodes, you've heard that I've been in long-term relationships and there was only a little period where I was single. And I had an intervention by True, because eventually I literally started picking up and dropping and just like just saying the same shit that was said to me.
No, be so specific. Like, she's talking about dick.
The censorship. Emotional damage.
I think that we've all been through I call it the whole phase, because we've all been through the whole phase where we've kind of just like
picked up and dropped, and you treated people. Well, I feel bad in that sense. When looking back on it, I'm just like, okay, you know what?
I don't feel bad.
No, but I feel bad in the sense that these people that I was picking up and dropping, it was like I was taking all my frustration out on them for the way I was treated previously. And that's like a progress thing. That's for me to grow and learn from.
Let's not act like that's not a thing, because it is. It's a thing that men do. Men don't know how to deal with their emotions properly. They don't talk about things. Not all men. Let's not do the all men thing, but a lot of men don't deal with their emotions properly, and how they deal with it is by being promiscuous and
secretive and
I'm just gonna fuck her and her and her and maybe them two together, and that's their way of getting through it until they don't feel anything anymore, until they're numb, and then they move on to, okay, I'm ready to be in a new relationship.
So, but they ain't emotionally available, fam.
Still.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So I've experienced it, and I've actually carried it out. You know what I'm saying? But those were back in the days. Not me anymore. Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, we're just going to move on quickly because she's talking trash.
Why man cuts me off, you know, all the time? You gotta listen to me whether you like it or not.
We're going
to
jump into the first segment, which is... Which is...
What's the... What's the catch? What's the catch? I swear, every episode is just getting more and more dry. Like, what the fuck? The intro is like, well, what's the catch?
Do you want me to jump straight in?
Yeah, girl.
I think the last time I had to deal with something from somebody else, in terms of being in a relationship and really testing them, whether not testing them, but really them not knowing if they're ready, is probably not that long ago, to be honest. I was dating a guy for a brief period of time, and we kind of have a little bit of history, and we started dating again, and we really jumped into things head first and kind of started getting close and so on and so forth. But it kind of just was a bit, is stagnant the word?
Okay.
It kind of just like
fizzled out.
It wasn't a fizzled out thing. It kind of just wasn't. We just grinded to a halt. So we were still seeing each other, but nothing was happening.
No progression. There
was no sex.
Oh.
There was no affection. There was no real intimacy. It was just dinner dates. Texting and dinner dates and 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 text. And I was like, okay.
Did you not make moves?
Who, to me?
Be intimate? Yeah.
Bruv, I tried, but it's not easy in public, you know, when you're gay, bruv.
Okay, but not in public.
Not trying to get boxed in the face.
But not in public.
There wasn't much I was getting back. And so in the end, that really led me to believe that, I think when you started this and you were in a place of like not really sure where you're at, you wanted to, but I'm not going to keep checking the thing, bruv. It works.
Give me that fucking edit.
Just put 12. And so in the end, I just decided to call it a day because it was becoming a thing where I didn't really feel like we were progressing. And I believe that he wasn't even ready to be in a relationship. He had a lot going on in his life at the time. New job, new move, trying to figure out where he wanted to progress to, where he wanted his career to go. And he came from a circumstance where his job involved him traveling a lot. And so when he decided to come and actually be stationary, that's when we decided to kind of try and see if things would work. But because of that, I think there was a lot going on at the time, and I don't feel like it helped there being all of these things going on. So in the end, I was just like...
But then how long did that your relationship or exclusive relationship last?
It wasn't a long, it was a couple of months.
Two,
3 months.
But 2-3 months for it to just go like stagnant like that?
Yeah. Mad. And I just think that...
Why did you not dead it sooner?
I was the one that deaded it because I was in Copenhagen at the time.
Oh, you deaded it.
And I was like, listen...
It ain't working.
I was like, it's time. It's time to 9:30
to say goodbye.
It's time that we did this. Because there's some guys over here that are quite fine, and you're not doing shit for me right now. So. And that was the rule. As much as people can, one thing that I like to say on this podcast is that we're very honest.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people will say things and be like, oh, I'm just joking, or no, I wouldn't really say it. I would say it, okay? I would say it because I don't...
You got to be blunt.
like you don't get you don't get to live your life in a way that's happy and that's pure and that's clear if you're not honest, in my opinion.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes the honesty is hurtful. But I'm going to tell you, okay? And if you're drying up like Sahara Desert, bro, and we have to move forward, like, I don't have time to be sitting here waiting for you, yeah? I told you, time of death, okay? I'll give you the date too, and the second, in the microsecond if you want me to. But I don't have time for all of this. I'm now 32 years old, yeah? And at the time, I think he was 5 years older than me. So you don't have the time. Let alone I don't have the time. You don't either. You have less time than me. Okay?
I love your face. It's just there like smiling. Like that evil smile. You don't have time.
But that's me. I just feel like, and I get it. We're never in a circumstance where we can sit there and say, I'm ready. No one can.
Yeah, of course.
Because we could get to a point where we're like, I thought I was, but I wasn't. But you also have to be careful about the collateral damage, because this is something that I always express. Collateral damage is very important. Mm. People jump into things without really thinking about who's going to get hurt and how they're going
to
get hurt.
Exactly, and how everyone is different and how they're going to react to it. Yep. And then they're going to carry that and then use that as an insecurity, as a trigger. And then it's just going to, you know, branch off to the next person that they're with.
Exactly, and it can have a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. Really unfair.
And it's really important that if you're not sure, even, and I get it, not all of us are 100% sure,
yeah,
but if there's the lower percentage of you being sure.
Get out.
Then you should probably not dive into it first. You should probably take it easy and see how it goes and communicate that. I'm not really sure if I'm ready for this. But I would love for us to continue and see. And I've got that talk so many times, and my response is, oh, well, you better go about your business then, because I'm not about to do this with you. This ain't Tetris. We ain't about to do no training, bitch. I'm not training with you, okay? I'm not teaching you anything either. This is not tutorial, okay?
No, but there's an element of teaching them how to
love. No. We teach each other, okay? We teach each other.
Yeah, the same way that he will probably teach you how he
ain't going to teach me nothing. All he's going to teach me how to be guarded and to not trust anything he says because he don't even know himself. How you expect me to know you if you don't know yourself, boo? It's true.
So, okay, so that didn't work out. And I'm glad that didn't work out, because what the actual fuck, man? Like, who are you to just, like, withhold telling someone
but I'm
when
glad.
You know? Yeah.
And I was having this conversation with my partner.
Your current partner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week, we had a conversation about it. Mm. And obviously, I'm glad it happened, because I wouldn't be with my current boyfriend now. But yeah. I'm just glad that I can communicate these things, and like, it's not an issue for us to just have those conversations. But
you're happy now, and you're ready, and you're committed, and you're like settling down.
Let's not do all of that. Okay? I'm just in a happy place. I'm in you're a so good place. I'm in a.
Sing happy. Okay, let's <wasn't> sing happy song.
I'm wish like, you could see her face.
Literally.
If you can't, we need to record these.
We're going to lose listeners.
Yeah, people would be like, what the fuck is this bitch?
Literally, they're going to be like, what's wrong with this girl? I mean, they're probably listening.
Did she take medication?
Speed. I'm joking. Oh, don't do drugs, God. Guys. Don't do drugs. Anyway, so I'm glad you're happy. That's good. That's great.
You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry, but I've been trying to drink out of this McDonald's cup for ages. I've been trying to drink out of this fucking paper straw from McDonald's for about 10 minutes, and I'm just sucking on it, and nothing's coming out because the paper's all matted at the bottom. And this is why you only have.
I'm just sucking on it. Nothing's coming out.
This is why your friends are limited.
Yeah, Ovi, like they're special. Like me.
What about you?
Me? Mate, I'm ready. I've been ready. I've got to that point now.
If you ask me.
I'm ready.
No, that's, I didn't say sing it. But anyway, that's just me.
Moment of honesty.
The man of my the moment of honesty is just listening forward, please. Thanks.
Yeah, no, I've been ready. Like I'm in my 30s. Oh my god, fucking hell, I'm 34 this year. Ow!
You're only 2 years older than me. I mean, you do act like you're like at least 10 years older than me, but it's fine.
What are you talking about? 10 years older than you? Everyone thinks I'm like 25, 26. I'm like, oh, thanks, Bill.
Are these friends?
No, bitch. Ah, so there you go. Anyway.
Yeah, because I would never say.
The rudeness, you know? The rudeness. Anyway, so yeah, I'm ready.
But have you been ever been in, because you keep saying I'm ready.
Yeah,
I've been ready. Get it. You're ready, okay? Have you ever been in a circumstance where you feel like the person you've been with, I mean, we just had that conversation, but like in more depth, the person you were with wasn't ready, or even you weren't ready yourself?
I've been in a relationship where I thought we were on the same page.
Or even a job.
Listen, relationship-wise, I've been there. I've done that. I've experienced the bullshit guys that are like, oh, yeah, all talk. Yeah, babes, yeah, I'm fucking ready. I want to settle down, you know, like I'm saying. Like, oh, my God, you're so amazing and shit. They don't speak like that, but well, I don't know why.
You someone from Towie,
no,
bro.
I really don't. I just don't know why I put on that accent. It's quite funny. We can do imitations of this pussy hole. Anyway, so, yeah, and it's just crazy how halfway through a relationship, when you've been together for X amount of, I don't even know how long, well, it's been a while and it was quite intense, for then them to start acting out, starting to, you know, show you actions and shit that, or not show you actions and shit that basically backs up their words for mm-hmm. them being ready. And that's the most important fucking thing. And it's just like, bro, like, what the fuck? What's going on here? And then making it, playing the victim and making it seem as if it's something else. And I'm just like, oh, you know what? At the time, because I was so emotionally invested, it really got to me. And what you said about collateral damage, I really resonate with, because I was a victim of that.
Girl, haven't we all been victims?
Yeah, I guess everyone has. But me personally, I was a
victim. I'm talking about me.
you want to ask what's the catch? What's the catch? I'm giving you the catch. I was a product of that collateral damage. And it took me a fucking while to get over that, to really trust myself by trusting other people and their word and what they say and their actions, and then not always second guessing it.
Are you referring to Voldemort?
Oh my God!
What the fuck are you doing?
With the wand in it.
Let's just move forward, please, because I don't know what the fuck that was. And if anyone's listening, she does not have,
girl,
a job in voice acting.
What are you talking about? Them not know. If you know Instagram, them not know, innit?
I don't think they know it like that. Or they don't know it.
That's it. Anyway, yeah, we're talking about Voldemort.
Okay, so I had experience witnessing this.
Yes.
And it's very frustrating as a friend to have to sit there and wait for your own friend to have that realization, to yes. see these things.
It must get tiring as well from your side, because I remember going through that period and all I could see was everything was dark, everything, like, you know, was like there was no light at the end of the tunnel. I just thought that this was it, like I've been fucked over. I'm not gonna get over this feeling. I'm continuously going to feel this heartbreak, this pain. And then it led somewhat into mild depression and anxiety. And I just, off the back of that, it just really affected the way I was. And it was just like constantly asking you. I remember constantly asking you for reassurance in terms of me, because obviously you've known me for so long. So you know what my personality is like in terms of being in a relationship, being single, how I am as a character. And it was like a broken fucking record, because I remember it every single day. I would either cry, you'd check in and find out how I am, and then I'll just constantly go back and back and back, and then like repeat shit that I know in my head I've said it so many times, and I know that you've given me so much advice based on it, but I just needed to hear it, because my mind just constantly kept focusing on that one thing, no matter how much I tried to distance myself from that and focus on other things and be creative and so on and so forth. It would work for a little while or a period of time, but in the beginning it was just like constant, and I know how annoying that was. So I just want to say thank you.
I think my thing was like watching you lose sense of who you are.
Yes. And that for me was scary.
The person, and I've said this to my partner when we were talking about some things, the person I know when you're single is not the same person I know when you're in a relationship. And this time has been different because I still feel like you're yourself. Whereas I feel like many times before I've seen you like just disappear.
And submit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where is my friend? Where's my friend gone?
Yeah.
And not like you've disappeared, someone's kidnapped you, but just your whole personality has disappeared. You've become someone that like, yeah, submissive, but also you cater so much to your partner that I'm like, there's none of
me.
You are in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you're just an empty vessel.
I want my Kim back. I want him back.
Oh my God.
Because somewhere deep down, I still love you. Realization.
Oh my God. Ding, but ding, it's so true. And this is quite personal for us to share with you guys, because
yes,
this is just something that we've spoken about on many occasions and just had reflected, like really close conversations about. So I'm proud of you for opening up, girl.
snap. Thank you.
But I think that
I don't know. I swear we're bipolar, you know. Like
even me, but going through a very similar thing. I think just after
before. It was before. It was so weird, our timelines. And
our
then
timelines,
you knew how to
like,
help me.
Yeah, because I'd been through.
Because you've been, yeah, exactly.
But also, you didn't realize that you helped me just by being around.
Yeah.
Because there were times where I was like, just there. And I'd come to your workplace and we'd just like hang out and eat food and like
dance,
listen to music and stuff like that. And then that, to me, that's all I needed. I didn't need to talk about it. It was just a situation where I just needed to be present in a place that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And so I completely
you found refuge in me. Oh my God, I feel so special.
I think you guys have, if you've listened to earlier episodes, then you would have heard Chris on the episode. Lord. but me, you, and Chris were like the ultimate trio at some point, and we just kind of, it was really helpful that I had you guys around, because it was very difficult for me to go through that, and so I know how difficult. But I think yours was a lot worse, because
we were in lockdown, bruv.
Yes.
I had nowhere to go but with my thoughts.
Nowhere to go. And so it was a lot of just how a lot, to be fair, what's weird is a lot of that is what led to this. A lot of that is what led to this podcast happening, because we would spend so much time having those conversations
in
lockdown, and really getting deep and psychoanalyzing and trying to figure out
reflecting
certain human beings, bruv. If I see you, I'm going to
punch. I'm going to punch.
I was going to say poke, and I was going to say punch. But I would. I'd poke you in your eye, bruv.
Hey,
and then I'd bust your face open, yeah? And then I'd kick you right in the Adam's apple and then say hi.
Listen, I know where they live, you know. I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, shame.
Okay, we're, let's just not go down that road, bruv.
Yeah.
Where's the matches? I'm joking.
Get my matches.
We go on a road trip.
No, the blowtorch. Not the little ones.
Anyway. We're not crazy.
You ain't.
Okay, so let's just end this on a good note.
I still have another one. So,
oh, okay.
We're about to
get in there. Shit.
To be fair, it's more me. Like when I was in a relationship a couple of years ago, I think I just kind of, because I knew what our chemistry was like, and I knew that where was an opportunity for us to kind of date early on, it didn't happen. I felt like I was not obligated, but I wanted to make the effort to see if it would actually work. And so I just kind of threw myself headfirst into it.
Mm.
And it really wasn't working for me. I really wasn't enjoying any of it.
Backlash.
It was at first, but then it just became very repetitive.
Okay, so routine, like, and it was just like
okay, same thing, boring. not really doing anything
really
different.
Progressing. Right, okay, fine.
And so I knew that I wasn't ready for that, and that's not really what I wanted out of this the relationship. I think I wanted us just to be friends.
Okay,
and
fair.
That really hurt him, because I think he was already at that place where he'd had feelings for me and blah.
And he was committed. Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm ready.
And I wasn't like, really that committed. And so I've been on both sides of the circumstance, and I just know that either way, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Some people are heartless, and they're always going to... oh, my God. They're always going to be hurt. They're always going to get hurt. And you're also going to be the one that hurts someone when you're on the other side. And so some people don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And if you're there, hurt, they're hurt. But other people, it does hurt them to hurt somebody else.
Yes. And also, karma's a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and I really believe in that.
I highly believe in karma. So when these things happen to me, I'm like already bracing myself for it to happen to me. And every time something has happened to me, or I have done something to someone, it has happened to me afterwards. That's why I'm such a firm believer in karma, because it's happened to me in the exact same way that I did it to someone else.
Yeah.
And people are like, I don't believe in karma. You don't, bruv. But every time I've done something to someone, it's happened to me. And it may not be now. It may be in 4 or 5 years.
Exactly.
Like, there's been circumstances where I've just picked money off the floor and put it in my pocket and spent it. And I've lost money the exact same way that I found that money. And so I do believe in karma, because shit like that happens to me all the time. And so now I'm just like, it makes me feel like, just be the good person and do the things you need to do, because really, it may benefit you now, but it ain't going to benefit you later.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just don't understand people that would inflict that kind of pain onto someone, or knowing that they are going to put them through some sort of emotional damage.
I don't think
emotional damage. I can't even do the fucking accent, bro. And I'm Asian.
Emotional damage. That's
why you gotta move your head like that? Every single syllable. Emotional damage. Okay.
Maybe forget what we were talking about.
Anyway.
I don't always think it's purpose, but I think purposeful. But I do think that people just sometimes go into things not giving a shit about how it's going to affect somebody.
The outcome of something and how nasty. And
I think that's what it is. People just don't really think about how is that going to affect the other person if this doesn't work. Or if I do not feel those things that I don't do feel. And I understand you can't always think about those things, because sometimes you just have to go for it, because you take the leap. But also, if you know that you're more likely to not
be ready
or not be there to commit, don't fucking commit. Just say, look, I like your pum pum or your batty.
I
like
your pum pum down.
And that's all I want. I don't want your emotions. I don't leave all of that at the door and give me the good ride.
And that's it.
That's it. Or I ride you, but that's not my thing. So. And as simple as that. But I think people just need to be more cautious about where they are in their lives in order to make these decisions.
Yeah, some people aren't as self-aware as you may think, though. That's the thing. I think that's the only difference.
I understand that, and that's fine.
Anyway!
Do you have any more for the...
I mean, I can go on.
Okay, Nat. No, I'm joking. Go on.
I'm talking about jobs. So job one is like a really good reference, but I'm going to be really quick on this one. So let's just say, for example, you've got the ambition, not necessarily the experience, in terms of moving up in your role. My personal opinion and my advice is always to aim high and shoot your shot, because you never know. Someone will put you in that position where they're just like, you know what? You don't have that much experience, but I really like your character and this interview that we had. I like the fact that you're ambitious and you're keen and you're willing to grow and progress. So you know what? On that basis, I'm going to give you a shot. All right. And I think that's what a lot of people lack in that sense. I don't know if it's a case of maybe they're not ambitious. Maybe they don't want to move forward. Maybe they don't want to progress, and they're happy with where they are at their current role, because it's sustainable, it's paying the bills, and you're in, you're out, that's it. Whereas those that actually want to progress, but they're frustrated because they don't know, they have all these insecurities about how or why or are these people going to see me as someone that is a commodity?
I don't know. But yeah, I understand what
you're saying. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, so for them to value you, I think you really need to just be secure in yourself and be confident in the fact that, you know what, I don't have the experience, but fuck it, I'm just going to go for it. And then eventually I'm just going to learn on the job. And that's what you do. Because previously I did that, bitch, and look where I am now.
I think that's how most of us get jobs.
No,
I
mean, you'd be surprised. Most people don't do that. So that's the advice that I've been giving to a lot of junior staff lately. It's just like, oh, I want to progress in my career in this, but I don't have the experience. I'm just like, dude, you're communicative. You're personable, your character is great, you're ambitious, you're keen, you're ready to learn. And those are the attributes and that people are looking for initially for you to be given that shot.
Listen.
I'm listening.
As I say to people, you can go to uni, you can do this, you can do this, you can do that. That don't mean nothing because most of my friends that have been to uni are still working at Tesco's or Waitrose. And just because you work in the bougie supermarket, it don't mean it's a good thing at all. So, and I have a lot of friends that didn't go to college. They dropped out of school or they finished school. They didn't do A levels.
What are you,
they
Filipino?
Didn't go to university. And they got amazing jobs. They're like executive, they're managers, they're directors, some of them are CEOs.
But it's not necessarily about the education. I think there's a lot of barriers that people put in place for themselves.
But it's also about having a job in what you want to do.
Exactly.
There's so many people out there that are not fascinated in the way that packaging works or the way that a warehouse functions or events and marketing or finance. Like, there's people that are just not into those type of things. But you can still do that in the field or the industry that you want to do it in.
And it's never too late as well. I know a lot of people bring age into it as a factor as well. And it's just
it.
Like...
I hate it!
Like, I know it's, you know, finances and making sure that you're keeping on top of things. Okay. The older you get.
So can I make another
off?
Desperate Housewives?
Okay, go on!
So there's an episode, yes, I'm an avid fan of Desperate Housewives, yeah. If you don't like it, fuck off, bro. please continue to listen to us. there's an episode where Tom wants to take a new career path. And so he goes back to study and stuff like that. Mm. And his wife is making, Lynette's making like fun at him because like you're 40 years old. Mm. Like 40, 45, between 40 and 45 years old, and you're trying to go back to study.
Mm.
And so he doesn't say anything. He just continues to pursue it. And it's to learn Mandarin. And they're just laughing at him, like all the women are laughing at him because they think it sounds stupid. And it, when she actually speaks to him and asks him, well, why do you want to? He explains to her, because we work in marketing and advertisement. And how big is the market in China? And how much sense would it be for me to be able to speak the language? And once he explains that to her, she's like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so whenever I watched it at a quite young age, and it's always been in my head, it's never too late for you to decide that this is not what you want and you mm-hmm. can move forward. And it's also something that I say to my mom all the time, if you do not like this and this is not what you want to do, then you should go and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how much experience you have in this field. It's not what you like. And you're not going to live the rest
skills.
Of your life doing something you don't want to do.
Exactly.
That's going to make you miserable.
No, but a lot of people do that.
Yeah, they do.
Is
because
what I'm
it's stability and it's comfortability.
Yes. And also, I don't know if it's, not to be bad, but I don't know if it's also a lack of ambition.
Some
or
people,
insecurity
yes.
in that sense.
Others are
too scared.
Others
to push
are, it's just complacency.
Yeah.
I've been in this role or this industry, this job for so long. I know how it functions. I know how it works. Me jumping into an area that's not comfortable for me may not work. Yeah, it may not work. That is the point.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Who was saying? T-Pain was saying, because he just went into, I think, restaurant. He bought a restaurant. And I think that's something that his parents did. And he's not very, like, he doesn't know it much. The industry and stuff. But he's kind of jumped into doing it because he says being in a comfortable place is boring. And it is boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you always want to elevate. You always want to grow. You always want
you
to
learn.
Yes. And so, like, being in an uncomfortable space makes you achieve things that you never thought you could achieve.
Exactly.
And being in such a comfortable place, you don't really get to do that.
And people find it ignorant because it's just like, okay, now I've come out of, like, college or university, there's nothing more that I need to learn. No, bitch. Like, even if you're a fucking director of a company, there's still loads of things that you can learn.
Look
you know
at Elon,
mean?
Bruv.
You know what I mean?
And that's his, I call him Elon. He's not Elon. He's Elon, yeah? Elongated dickhead. look at Elon. He went from like PayPal to now he's got SpaceX and Tesla.
Yeah.
And do you ever think for a second that he was thinking about those things? No, he's just jumped into them and started doing that. I know the circumstance is different because of how much money he's got and so on and so forth. But if you think about it on a smaller scale, you have to jump into places you want to achieve things and don't necessarily know a lot about in order for you to be able to achieve them.
Yep.
Or at least find out how you're going to achieve them. Work out a process or something. Don't just sit there and say, this is not really doable for me, or this is not something I feel like I can achieve, so I'm not going to bother doing it.
Oh my God. I know so many people with that mentality, mm-hmm. and it fucking jars the shit out of me, man. I'm just like, really?
Do you think for a second me and you even thought about doing a podcast? No. We came from doing music.
Exactly.
Okay?
And there's bare people when you ask questions and they're in that field and they're looking at you like, why are you asking questions to me about, why are you giving
because
me that fucking
I want
look?
Because
I want to fucking
exactly.
learn, bruv.
Knowledgeable. What? Yeah. Knowledgeable.
I'm gonna take over your fucking job. Wow. I'm joking. But yeah, that's another one that I've got.
Okay, so we're gonna swiftly move on to
Okay.
I might start recording this shit and just bringing it up. Going to the studio. Ba, 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 ba. Okay. We're going to move on to petty peeves. Oh, you can go first.
Okay, girl. Well, mine's not going to be like, it's relating to what we've been speaking about. And I think one of them is just basically selfishness in regards to relationships, like not people that are continuing to stay in that predicament or stay in that situationship because they don't want to lose a good thing, even though they know it's a good thing, even though they know deep down they're not ready for that good thing, but they're just going to stay around to receive that good thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
All right, let me just... Selfishness.
Oh, okay.
You know that you're not ready, yet you continue to, you know... What's that saying? Lead on. That's it. Fucking hell, man. Wow. Took ages to land. Okay.
Not even selfishness. Saying. It's just two words.
Because you know that you're not ready with to be committed in a relationship, yet you're leading the person on by continuing to be with them and feed bullshit lies to make them believe that you're on the same page as them.
It's not even the...
No, this is knowing, when someone is aware and they know
but
that
it's
they...
it's not even the leading on that is frustrating for me. It's the non-communication.
Mm.
It's the you saying, I'm like coming to me and as a partner and saying to me, I'm not sure where I'm at, or I'm not sure if this is really what I want. That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we can figure out whether we're going to go to a place where, and to me that makes more sense because then we can agree amicably to go our separate ways, or whether we can continue to see if this is going to grow into what you feel like you need, and it should be a joint decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that bothers me the most. They keep it to themselves, and it's not just men; it's women too. They keep it to themselves, and non-binary, it's everybody. Everybody does it, okay? They keep it to themselves, and then they try to figure it out by themselves. And it's like, if this, if you have a relationship, the whole point of it is for there to be two people. That's why it's called a relationship. Yeah. Therefore, you should have the conversation with your partner or your the person you're seeing or the person you're dating, whatever, and be honest with them about it.
I mean, that's like a no-brainer, right? Some people don't see sense. Anyway, so that's my one of my petty peeves. I'm just going to go ahead and say the second one.
You're just not going to give me no time? Okay.
No, I'm just going to say the second one and that's it. Indecisiveness. So where you make out that you're ready, you make that concrete decision, but then you fall back on yourself and you're just like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand. You're not very good at explaining these things, bro.
Like, for example, indecisiveness. So if you say, for example, okay, let me just say, oh, yeah, you know what? I don't want to be in this relationship anymore because blah, 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 X, Y, Z. All right, cool. Yeah, I've made that decision to break up. And then next thing you know, a week later, oh, babes, man, like, I don't know if I've made the right decision. I miss you and I just want to, maybe we can try. Maybe you can. Maybe I was just overthinking it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean,
just
I don't want to put you in a hot seat, but this does sound like you, bro.
No. This is why I brought it up. Duh.
This does
my
sound
self-realization.
Like
I'm reflecting.
But I think we all have that kind of.
I'm done.
Thing of, I can't remember what the saying is. A thing of doubt inside them, where.
We don't know whether we can fucking.
We
trust.
Get to that point where we're like, "Is this really what I want?"
Yes.
And then it's like, okay, yeah, I know what I want. That's what I want. And then you get to a point where I don't know if this is what I want. And it becomes a very much a back and forth with yourself trying to figure out
yes.
what you want. And that doesn't, and I know what a lot of you are going to say, that does not mean that you don't want to be with that person because everybody has cold feet. It's cold feet because most people have it before they're going to get married. Mm. So everybody has cold feet. You just have to figure out if you're in that place in your life at the right time to be going through this and doing this now. And it also, is this the person that you feel like you could spend
the rest of your life with? Yes.
And that's not just, that's family members. Do you want to get in touch with your dad that you've not spoken to in 24, 25 years?
Mm.
Do you want to meet that side of the family that you've never spoken to before ever in your life? Because you don't know what the circumstances are and you don't know what could come of it. Do you want to, go to that job because you feel like you have, and you might not be leaving because there's anything wrong with the company that you're with. You just might be ready to go for a new career choice or elevate your career. And you might feel like, oh, I'm here now, but maybe... I shouldn't have because I had it great there and now it's different. Different always isn't always bad.
Yeah. And I think people are scared of that. That's the only thing. So just make a decision and run with it. You know what I'm saying? But be sure and be confident in yourself.
Okay. So mine's going to be nasty. Okay. If you've got kids and they're in the background, just cover their ears or press pause and then push them out the room and then come back and press play. Mine is feeling like you don't know whether you're ready to be active or passive. That's what the clinical term is. But for us gays, it's top or bottom, okay?
Okay.
Whether you want a verse or whether you want top or whether you want bottom. You have to know whether you're ready to do this stuff because don't be coming to me and saying I've never been bottom before, but I'd bottom for you, and then next minute we're having sex and you ain't done the necessary things to clean up and make sure that you are prepared to bottom. Okay, all my gays out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, Kim's looking at me like,
explain. I'm waiting for you to explain. Okay. Go on.
So when you're about to have sex and people have not done the necessary tidy up or the necessary preparation, you gonna get poo poo on your ding-ding. Okay.
You mean you need to clear your bowels?
Right.
Right? And then go to shower.
Need to
and like
douche. Okay. Not douche. We bougie out here, douche.
Oh my God. Yes. I mean, I think that's a given as well.
It is a given, but some people that have never bottomed don't know that.
Okay.
And so they just be out here. Yeah, I'll try and take it. Okay. I'm expecting you to know exactly what you're doing in that department because if, okay, we're about to get into it.
And I get doo-doo on
and
my
And I get it. Sometimes it just happens. You can thoroughly do everything you need to do, and sometimes it just happens.
Yeah.
But don't be coming to me, bruv, and smelling like the dump where they dash all the rubbish and shit. Okay. Because that's nasty.
Oh, my God.
That is nasty. Yeah. Okay. So know what you're ready to do. If you're not ready to achieve that successfully, then don't do it. And don't bring us into it. Because like I said, collateral damage.
Emotional damage.
Secondly, I have a song. So I have a song on my, referring to that, I have a song on my next project that is called Top. Keep an eye out for it. And it's a song about the circumstances where we have to, the gay people have to go to just to meet each other, to have chemistry, to have sex, to do those things. We have to do this all the time. We have to make sure that we're right sexually, sexual compatibility and all that stuff. I don't feel like straight people need to do that. They do need to have similar likes in the bedroom and so on and so forth, but we have to be sexually compatible. If there's two tops, then what the fuck's going to happen? Do you know what I'm saying? We're going to be sword fighting.
You're both
fighting
right next in to the bed. I was just going to say.
We're going
to
be sword fighting in the bedroom. And that's the most we're going to get out of it. And it's not going to be very fun. Okay. Most sex involves penetration. Mm-hmm. Okay. The same with two bottoms. What are they going to be doing? It's not bumper cars, bruv. So that's not what they're trying to achieve. They can achieve stuff if they invite another person in the bedroom. Yes, we all know that. But that's just the case. And it's just basically about us going through certain circumstances where you meet someone, you go with the flow, but you don't know. And you've not really gotten to that, and you haven't really had that conversation. And those are the type of topics I like to bring up in my music. I like to go left when everybody goes right, because to me, I like to talk about things that we should be talking about, but we're not talking about.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for that, because it's a very soon project.
True Omega.
Anyways, moving forward, my second petty peeve is, I think it's just, like I said, you both agree to I don't want to keep repeating myself, but it's as simple as you both agree to get into something, and you get into a relationship with each other, it grows, and then someone decides that they don't want to be in it anymore. And the most annoying thing for me is that it's kind of something you both have to vote. Whereas I, like, in a circumstance of with breaking up, if one person wants to break up, you both have to do it. Mm. Even if you don't want to. If you want to be together, you both have to do it. Do you get what I'm saying? But if one person doesn't want to do it and the other person does want to do it, it's likely it's going to go in a way where it doesn't.
Yeah, well, obviously. Because you can't convince the other person. Then it's just kind of like...
And that's the thing that bothers me the most. When you're in a circumstance where you're being broken up with, it's kind of like, well, what about what I want? Because it doesn't matter. Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. They're always going to get what they want because they want the thing that really you don't need both people to do. You don't need both people to want to break up to break up.
Yeah.
You can just fuck off about your business and do whatever you need to do. You need both people to be in a relationship. So you need both people to agree on that. If they don't, then...
It's nothing, then,
exactly.
Is it?
And I think that's the thing that bothers me the most. A lot of people just don't give a shit. This is what I want to do. This is where I want to go. And to be honest, that's it. And so I'm more talking about people that are being devoted and actually willing to make the effort. Even if you're not at that place, take your time. Don't waste people's time, but take your time and actually see if you can get to that place or whether you feel like... Because there has been times for me where I feel like it wasn't going to go that way with me and someone, and it did. Because I took my time and I waited and spent more time with that person to see how we really connect and how we got on and so on and so forth.
How it blossomed, yeah.
And so then I think my petty peeve is just people that, one, go into things not thinking about the collateral damage, but also, two... People go into things and then when they're ready to exit, it's kind of like, this ain't working for me, bye. It's like someone that just having a you're having a conversation with, and they just decide to walk off mid conversation.
But that's a lot of people nowadays in terms of dating and exclusively dating.
Yes.
And then never getting to the point where you're officially in a relationship because the attention span is just fucking short. It's the same as social media.
I think we've had this conversation many times, and I think that is a big city thing.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think that's a big city thing. I think the people that have different mentality of people from smaller towns, from villages and stuff like that, because there's not a lot of I didn't sleep last night. I really got into this game. No, I'm
anyway.
I did, but I'm not about to talk about that. There's not a lot of choice. So when you meet someone, you connect someone, you're really engrossed in that person and you really want to see how engrossed you can get, how connected you can be. But when you're in big cities, why do I keep saying cities? I'm not American. I mean, we do that as a joke all the time, but my accent's starting to change based on my partner and also the people that I work with. When you work in a big city or you live in a bigger city, then you
have more
options, and so it's easier for you to be able to,
and you adopt the same culture that everyone else is going really on about, man. Anymore. Like, bye. What the fuck?
Like, it's like Kim talking to me and then me just being like,
okay, bye, due date, walk away with the dog.
And that's and that's it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like that overall.
Yeah. This is what it's like, and that's what another fucking petty peeve is. But let's just get into that. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about Ready or Not. Anyway, that's all the petty peeves that we got today. Yeah. Want to go on a fucking rant?
Peeves. Okay, so we're going to take a break. We're going to do whatever sponsors we have, and we'll be back.
Low energy. Okay, sorry, hi.
That's better. So we're just going to move on to the next.
I don't think I can talk that low.
Move on to the next segment, which is...
What's your situationship? Why do you sound like...
I don't know.
I see trees of green.
Oh, that hurt my vocals.
What's your situationship?
No.
You know what song
is your situationship?
Did you know what song that was, though?
No.
Oh my God, you don't know the song, bruv.
Bruv, what are you singing?
What's your situationship? On a sunny day.
Oh my God. I didn't know. It took me a while and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Such an idiot gal. Did it. You missed a joke, bruv, but other people were
here. That wasn't really.
Yeah, but you didn't hear it.
No.
You didn't hear it.
No.
You didn't.
No.
So they're going to laugh at you.
No, it's not funny.
It's funny.
It's really not. No.
It's
Stop
funny.
Stop trying to make fetch work. Okay? It's not going to work.
But you do look.
Anyway.
Look like Gretchen.
Moving to what's your situationship. Why? What's wrong with Gretchen?
Okay, we're just going to move forward. Get into mine.
Okay. What is your situationship?
Okay, so the first question I have here is, hold on, let me just get it up. That's what he said. My friend wants to pursue a talent. Sorry, I'm reading this ahead. My friend wants to pursue a talent that they're not very good at. I think I'm ready to tell them the truth. How would you handle this?
That's mean. I'm not going to lie, I don't actually know, because it depends on how sensitive my friend is.
I don't give a fuck.
No, that's mean.
Listen, if you came to me and was like, I want to be a singer, and started sounding like...
I would be like, really?
Started singing like
really,
Phoebe singing Smelly Cat, bruv. I'm going to let...
What, when she has a cold?
You have it.
I mean, I don't... If you want to still be friends with them, I don't think that's the
great... No, because you have to be...
Yeah, but not that blunt to a point where you're literally offending them.
No, because sometimes they take things as a joke. And what I've learned
is... No, but there's a way. It's your delivery. No,
because sometimes I'm very blunt about things.
No, but you don't have to be rude. There's being blunt and confrontational, and then there's being rude.
No, sometimes rude works. Sorry. No. It does. It does. I'm not about to sit here and make you think that I'm joking, because then you're going to go out and do whatever that is. Okay, so for example, if someone sings bad, the first thing I'm going to do is be like, girl, this is not a career for you.
Or just encourage them to take lessons. Just be like, yo, I'm not going to lie. Like, there's some work that you guys need, you need to do if you really want to pursue something like this.
Because I feel like, and I don't want to poo-poo people's dreams, but I also feel like you can push someone in a direction they're fully not going to be successful in.
No, but are they seeing this as like an actual career move though? Or is it just a hobby?
It depends on the person. I don't know. But I'm saying to you, if they came to me and was like, I want to be a professional singer.
Okay, that's different if they can't.
And they sound like the cheeky girls, then I'm going to
be
like...
it could be a gimmick, you never
know.
I'm
going to be like, maybe you should go into production or composition or something still musical. Maybe try and learn it. I had to play an instrument.
Maybe get a desk job.
No, that's... See, you're horrible. I won't be in a horrible...
Excuse me?
I still try to stay in the realms of music. You just said, fuck music. Go do something else. How about pay the people that do the music? How about that?
How about you just listen to the music that's produced and made by someone else? Okay.
No. I'm very blunt anyway. I think you lot know that. I'm very blunt and straight to the forward.
Straight to the forward and back to the back.
Straight to the point. So I think that it's just important that you execute it in a way that's serious and sure, and that they do hear what you're saying. And I get it. Other people will be like, no, now I'm not. That's not true. And I wish, if I do say this to the person and they say to me, well, no, I can do it, and they go and prove me wrong, they do prove me wrong. Because I want my friends to achieve. But listen, if you're going to come in the room and me, Chris, and Kim are going to be doing three-part harmony, or we're singing Emotions, and you want to come in and be doing Emo-no, then that's...
Emotion taking me over. Mate, I can whistle. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, man? Fucking hell, bruv. It bangs, innit? Fucking a recording ting. All right, let me just...
I mean, I've been in that circumstance before, actually. So, especially music, I've been in a circumstance where people have come in and said they wanted to do stuff, and I've been like, nah, bro, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, as in, like, they want to collab with you as a producer and...
Yeah, they're like, oh, I've just been working on this thing. Yeah, keep working on that thing.
Oh, with somebody else.
Do you mind collabing? Yeah, I do mind collabbing.
Please don't put
that in. And not because I'm a dickhead, but I don't want to ruin my brand by jumping on something that I don't believe in, because that's not fair. That's very much like something that I'm not going to... For me, I do support my friends, but I want my friends to do things of quality that they can do to a point of quality. This may make me sound bad, but that's just how I am. I don't want to support my friends in doing things that I don't feel like
they're necessarily going to
achieve in. And sometimes it's clear. Like, it's everyone's going to say, oh, that's not really fair. You should support your friends. But you guys don't support your friends, bruv. Don't try it, yeah? Because when they send you to the link telling you, promote my song or promote my business and blah, 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 and you ain't doing it, bruv, then you ain't doing it, yeah? When someone wants to do a little cupcake shop and you're like, well, that's not really my thing, bruv, so I'm just not going to post it. That's not support, is it? So yes, if you're not lit, bruv, at what the thing that you're doing, I will make a point of it, because you should be doing something that you can light up a
sparks,
room with.
Sparks, yeah.
You can really go like ham with, and you do that shit better than anybody else. That's the thing that you should be doing, not the thing that you see everybody else doing and really wish that you had the talent to do that thing in. That's not fair. And that's me. Like, music's just been my thing because I have a passion for music. Kim can vouch for how I am when I'm in the studio. I get full P. Diddy on these people, bruv, when I'm in the studio, because I'm militant. Because
I've actually had that experience with you when I first started, and you made me pull a Beyonce, and then you were just like, no. And I'm there, I'm getting frustrated.
I'm
no.
Not this with everybody. I go to the studio and I want to bring out the best in everybody that I work with, because that's my job. At the end of the day, if you're good, I want you to be gooder. Yeah?
Gooder. Oh, God.
Not even be better. I want you to be gooder. Yeah. And I want you to be the goodest. Okay. That's me.
My goodies.
And so when it's a circumstance where I don't really feel like my friend's good at that thing, I will sit there and go, I'm not really feeling your cooking, bro. Or, you know that song you sang the other day? Try a new one.
Or, I'm not feeling your vocals, so maybe get some training. It's not even just like that.
Just like, maybe sing. And try to, instead trying to sing Mariah, try Barry White. Like, just try different things and see how it works for you. And to be honest, it's not necessarily the person is shit at that thing. Just what they're trying to do is not what they're good at. I was originally an MC. I was a decent MC, but I don't think that was the best thing I'm good at. I'm a singer now. I'm not the best vocalist. I will say that to everybody. I'm not the best vocalist, but I write a damn good song and I produce a good ass song. The only reason why I became a vocalist was because other people were taking them to vocal my songs or wouldn't vocal my songs. And in the end, I was like, I write this shit and I know I'm good at writing. I'm just going to start executing them myself. And in order for me to get better at singing, I trained my ass off to be better at singing just so I could execute my songs. So it's not necessarily that you're shit and you shouldn't do it, but you should probably figure out how to be the best you can be at how you do it.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm trying to execute. The thing that I'm trying to say. That's how I would handle the situation. Just be honest about it. Sometimes it's going to hurt the person and other times it may drive them to prove you wrong or even be better at it. But either way, it's going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to ruffle some feathers in order to make a good bird.
No comment.
What about you? You got any questions?
So let me have a quick look. The girl that I've been seeing for a few months has just told me that she has a kid from a previous relationship. Should this bother me? If I'm being honest, it depends on what you want and what you're ready for. Are you mature enough to, do you find this is going to be a serious relationship? Are you going to be committed to that person? Do you want it to progress? Are you ready to take on the responsibility of being a stepdad?
I feel like this is a bit too much. It's too serious.
But then really and truly, okay,
you don't have to be thinking about all of those things when you just started seeing someone. In my opinion, if you get to a point where you really love and care that person, you love and care for who they love and care for, and so it shouldn't really matter. But your focus should be your relationship with that person. It shouldn't be whether they've got kids or not. That shouldn't be important to me.
I think there is an element of importance that you need to consider. I think, like, I'm not saying like completely disregard it. Yeah, of course. If you love that person, you should love whoever they love and whoever they have as well. If it's a son or a daughter or kids, plural, but it will eventually affect your own life as well. Because really, if it eventually becomes serious, because she wouldn't introduce you to that kid if she wasn't serious about you or she didn't see no longevity between you two as it in terms of like relationship-wise.
Wait, are you saying that they said that they're ready to introduce?
No, it says here, the girl that I've been seeing for a few months has just told me that she has a kid from a previous relationship.
Yep,
so she hasn't introduced
that
yet.
That doesn't matter then. To me, that doesn't matter. I think that when you think too much about it, it needs to be, I used to be that person that was like, I don't want to be with anybody that's got a kid. I want my first kid to be with my partner and vice versa. Now I'm old, I'm like,
it doesn't matter.
Bruv, why does that matter?
No, but I'm not saying that it should affect that. Maybe that's the reason why he's asking that, but I'm not saying it should affect you. Yes, you're right. It shouldn't affect
you
in that sense.
It could be a female.
But it could also...
It could be two females.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
But also, you just made me lose my train of thought. What I'm saying is that they could be thinking, oh, longevity-wise, am I actually ready to be introduced to this kid eventually, because they wouldn't bring that up if they didn't think that it was going to be a serious thing.
But I also feel like when you do think that far ahead, that's what hinders a relationship.
Not necessarily that far ahead. I get where you're coming from, but at the same point, you got to see it as this is a kid. This is a little human. Yeah, that's a completely different. For me, that's a completely different story, right? I'm on your path in terms of I don't really care if the person that I'm with and that I love and that I'm in a relationship with or looking to be in a relationship with and something serious has a kid in a previous relationship. Mm-hmm. My concerns, because I'm an overthinker as well, but I also want to not necessarily hinder what could happen in our relationship, but just to think ahead and make sure that I'm personally prepared to take that on. Because really and truly, I've seen people that have started relationships where their partners have had kids with previous relationships mm-hmm. beforehand. And I've seen their relationship blossom. I've seen how they've had to take on a responsibility for someone it's not their own child.
I don't really feel
Do you know what I mean?
So I don't think the thought process needs to be, in my opinion, I don't think it needs to be about taking on anything. No one's asking you to be stepdaddy or stepmama. No one's asking you to
do anything. Not necessarily asking you to become, but...
Yeah, but that is the mentality that person's having, and I don't understand why the mentality is I'm going to be stepparent.
I think the mentality comes from... I don't know if it's an age thing, right? But I think the mentality comes from the fact that, okay, cool. If I then... Now that you've reacted fine with that, so then therefore we can continue and blah, 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 you're okay with it, because at the end of the day... Him, her, whatever, whoever the person has the kid, they want to make sure that the person that they're trying to build a connection and a bond with is okay with the fact that they have a child with someone else. And then once they know that they're okay with that, they want to also make sure that when they eventually introduce, they're going to be spending a lot of time eventually. So it's not necessarily adopting the stepdad, stepmom role, but that's basically what you're going to do.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree.
I do.
The reason why I don't agree, because it's too soon. Like, why are you thinking about being that? To me, it's creepy that the person is thinking about being stepdad.
Not stepdad from the jump, but I'm saying that you got to see it as this is a responsibility.
All it should be is you thinking about whether you're okay with being around a child.
Yes, because but you also have that responsibility.
We have no responsibility.
You will eventually, but you don't know that
because you have to figure out your relationship with that person. And that's why I say one thing at a time. When you start thinking about that thing, your mind is now no longer focusing on the relationship you have with the actual person. You're so busy, caught up thinking about the child and how the child's involved. And this is why a lot of people don't tell people whether they have kids.
No, and I get that. But at the same point, I understand where you're coming from. At the same point, you got to see it as an actual package now, because it's not necessarily, you can't just forget that they told you that they got a kid and forget that they and just focus on them. No, now
I understand,
you know,
but you don't need to
that they're in the
until
equation.
That happens and you meet the kid. That's not really something you have to worry about, because if that relationship's not successful, you don't have to fucking worry about the kid, because your relationship don't work with that person anyway.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so for me, it's important that you figure that out first with the person that you're dating. And then when they're ready to introduce the kid, then you can start thinking about, okay, it's getting to that point now. I may have to take on some responsibility of just being not necessarily a stepdad or a stepmom or whatever.
A guardian of some sort.
Not even a guardian, but just being responsible around this human being, mm-hmm. being a good role model around this human being. And to me, that's the most important thing. That child never has to look at you as a parent. Even if you two get married, he don't have to look at you like that's like my stepmom or stepdad. They don't even need to like you. I know so many people that are their parents are in relationships where they can't stand their step parent. They fucking hate their step parent. And their daddy or mommy's still with them. You ain't gonna fuck my relationship up. Because soon you're gonna be going to college, going to university, and going about your business, and you're going to find someone else's relationship to fuck up. So you ain't going to fuck mine up. And that's why my mentality is that way. If I'm completely honest, my parents were never married.
Really?
My parents weren't together after I was born. They were separated from the time I was born onwards.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So there was not any real relationship there. So I've never really had to deal with the... But then both my parents have never really been in a long-term relationship after that. So I've never had to deal with stepmama or stepdaddy. Mm. But the circumstances are, if that was the situation, I don't think that anybody... And I know I said to my mum, when I get older, don't worry about me. Be whatever whoever you want to be with, because I don't have to like them. I come to see you.
No, but you're older now.
But that child is going to get old at some point.
No, I know. It's going to. But, okay, let's just... Assume. I'm just assuming now. Could make another scenario. Assume that the kid is still very young. Mm-hmm. And
but I am thinking about, I'm thinking about 5, 6. But at the end of the day, once they get to a certain age, they're going to fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously. And they're 16, you want, 18 or whatever.
Ideally, you want...
That's long. That's in the future. Do you know what I mean?
Because they grow fast.
I'm talking about, okay... Now that they've mentioned that they've got a kid, then it progresses. What do you do? If you're okay with it, fine, you're okay with it. But then it progresses, and then eventually, when you get to that point when you meet the kid, then it's a case of, oh shit, like you said, I gotta be.
I think it's down to what is your concern? What are your concerns? Are you concerned that? I think that's what it's down to. What are your concerns? Are you worried about the person not wanting any more kids? Are you worried about the fact that you might have to someday be a step parent? Like, if those are your concerns, then you should just have that conversation with that person rather than overthinking and stressing yourself out about it. Because I don't feel like it's that deep.
Not necessarily overthinking. I just think you need to have that serious talk. I know you said it's too soon to talk, to think in future, and it will hinder the relationship. But I think that is important, because if they've been brave, but you know what I mean, if they've been honest enough to open up to you, because most people don't tell you that they've got kids until you're far, far down the line. Mm-hmm. But if they have been honest from a few months in, and they're saying, look, I've got a kid in a previous relationship, and I just want you to be okay with that, and I want to know that you're okay with it before we can move on.
I think my mentality is, why wouldn't you be okay with it?
You'd be surprised.
I know. Okay, I understand
from the guy's perspective,
but my point is, why would anyone not be okay with it? I understand that people are usually not okay with it, but I still don't understand the mentality of not being okay with it. Why are you so bothered about the person having a child?
Oh, you'd be surprised. They're probably thinking about them baby mama, baby daddy. Are they still in the picture?
No, that's going to happen.
Do you know
anyway.
What I mean? It's period. Things like that.
Period.com. Everybody's got an ex. Everybody's got history.
Yeah, but when you've got a child with your ex, that person with that child is bound to you for life.
It don't matter if you've got kids or not. Exes still be doing stalkerish shit and still be moving, Kanye, moving in the same neighborhood as people that and all of that stuff. So, exes be crazy, especially men. We both deal with men, so we know how fuckery they can be, okay?
Well,
okay,
no, yeah.
So I don't feel like a kid is what is going to make that circumstance crazy. That's just my opinion.
No, not crazy.
And I feel like it's the same thing with, if you had a dog and then you met your partner and you said, I had a dog. Then they have to start thinking about, well, my life with you, I'm going to have a dog. But I don't really want a dog. You really going to break up a relationship because you don't want a dog, bruv?
But that's, you're comparing a dog to a human.
Bruv, do you know how much maintenance a dog it's like having a child.
Yeah,
it's literally like
the only
having
difference
a child.
Is I can throw this one in the crate.
And I realized this when I started dating, and I met guys that had dogs and realized it was like, get up at 6 and take them out so that they can go to the toilet, and feed them at a certain time, then take them out at this time, and then take them out this time, and then make sure they're entertained and blah blah blah, blah. It's a lot of effort, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as people like don't compare a dog to a child, it's a similar type of thing. It's not exactly the same, but it's a similar type of thing. You have to adopt that.
But then I think that would change how you would see the relationship, because that person, me, I'm the dog owner. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get rid of my dog for the likes of you. So technically, if you want to be with me, you've got to basically accept me and the dog. Do you get it?
Yeah, that's true.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people will have that mentality, and
I think my thing is just the time period. I don't feel like there's something you should worry about. bro. I think me, I'm a type of person that takes each moment as it comes rather than being like, right, okay, we're 3 months in, you got a kid, you got an oven, but you don't have a microwave. You got, and like, I'm not really trying to think
no,
about.
No, but that's too, that's too like overall thinking. I'm talking about like, now that someone's dropped this news to you, you need to, if you are that type of person, then I guess you'll see how in future, do you see something, do you see this relationship being sustainable? Because at the end of the day, it's going to affect your life as well, regardless.
Of course.
So that's the only,
I think I'm just speaking a point
standpoint.
From a point of view that's like, I don't give a shit.
No, I get that. But I mean,
I never have and I never will. If you have a child, then that child will grow to love me. And I'm great with kids. So yeah. None of that shit.
But some people aren't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I completely understand.
Anyway, that's my what's.
That's a crazy one though, to be, because I think that
that's very important though.
I think that I think this is where a lot of people may differ in opinion, because I understand completely what you're saying, and you completely understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think the standpoints are completely different, and I think it's because of what we're thinking about. You're thinking about like overall. Everything. And I'm thinking about, no, just this moment. Because I don't want to ruin this moment based on the fact that you said to me you got a kid, and that's not really a big deal. To me, it's not a big deal. I think more,
But that means it's because you're securing yourself that no matter what happens, if this was to progress, that you're okay with being that responsible adult. Whereas where my standpoint is, shit, I need to think about, am I that responsible adult? But you know in yourself that you are.
That's
and
true.
The difference with these guys are, they don't know if they are. Because they don't even know if they want a fucking committed relationship.
That's
so true. That's the jump that I'm coming from. Because no offense, guys, to the guys that I'm saying that to, a majority of it comes on their end because, they mature.
Actually, females too.
Well, a percentage. But from my
experience, same percentage as men.
I don't think so.
No, it's true, because there's loads of single dads out there. And they're single dads because the mom didn't want the kid. Or the mom... And but also
ass.
They meet women, and women are like, well, no, I don't want to be with a guy that's got a kid. I want to have my own kid first. And people do have that mentality, but I don't really understand where it stems from. I think it's because I'm gay, and it's not so easy for me to trip, fall, and slip into someone and then have kids. That doesn't work for me. I got to pay $40,000, $55,000, $75,000
Surrogacy.
That's right.
Oh, adoption.
I gotta do embryo. I gotta do.
Okay. We get it. That was a good watch of situationship, guys. Thank you so much for sending in your.
Yeah, that was a long one as well, and we had second one, so that's good. Okay, so we're gonna finally move on to the last segment, which is
lessons learned. Anyway. I nearly headbutted the fucking mic. I was waiting for that moment, but I was like, nah, it didn't come. Hey.
It's not church, bro. You can relax.
I think I'm just going to quickly start this one, if you don't mind.
No, you started last one. And you did both of them.
Okay,
I'm going to start this one.
All right, Lama,
my lesson learned is just that time will present itself at the end of the day. I think that you have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Not a patient in hospital. But someone who's able to wait and take time and take the steps when they need to take the steps. You don't have to have a pace.
Yes, I agree.
Like a heartbeat. It can be boom, boom.
What the fuck?
Or it can be boom, 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 boom.
All right, boom, I can't boom. Deal with this guy. I'm about to leave.
It can be irregular.
No, I'm joking. But so long as you're moving.
But time does it will present itself. And I think it's just very important that we as human beings don't force ourselves to be somewhere we don't want to be.
Yeah.
I think that we should make these choices based on where we want to go in our lives if we're ready to do these things, like, you should be able to feel it. And if you can't make the decision yourself, sometimes it's good to take the risk. there's and you can set up things in ways where you can reverse, rewind, go back to wherever that was if necessary. And I don't mean for all your cheaters out there, I don't mean leave a relationship to meet a girl and be like, she's not the one, and go back to a relationship, because that's some bullshit. Okay, that's some bullshit. I mean, like, if you decide that you want to leave a job and just you want to grow your career and really, what's the word, excel.
Mm-hmm.
You can set it up so you have a great relationship with your previous employer, and they can you can leave the communication open to be able to come back if it doesn't work there for you wherever you're about to go. And those are the type of things you can put up safety nets for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I mean by just taking your time. I think it's important that you grab the moment while it exists, because sometimes it's not always there. And sometimes you can end up in the circumstance where time runs out on that opportunity or that circumstance, and then it's no longer there and you think, fuck, I should have taken it. And you can't take it anymore because someone else jumped in front of you, pushed your ass in front of a bus, and now you ain't here no more to get the opportunity. So I do think that you should take your time, but not too much time, because there's always someone out here trying to.
You got how many people in the fucking world, bruv?
Yeah, people are out here trying to live. And that means if they got to take the man that you like, the woman that you like, the person that you like, the job you want, the career path you want,
mm-hmm.
they want to take your car, they steal it from in front of your house.
You're going to burn your house down?
They want to buy the house that you wanted to buy but wasn't sure. All of that stuff, like, it's very important that you if you know, you know. I-Y-K-Y.
I can't do.
K.
Oh, mate, I'm jumping off the back of that, where it's literally just saying not to wait for perfect, basically. It's another way of saying it. Not to wait for the perfect moment, because it never exists. Life changes in moments. And before you know it, like you said, the opportunity is passed.
If you know, you know.
You just remember that? But yeah, just to adapt and then change when situations arise. And then, you know, just taking the step and making the jump. Don't be afraid to literally grab life with both hands, because really and truly, it's a given. Like, we only have one life. So what are you going to do with it to make it the most, where you look back and you're proud of yourself for doing what you did? Oh, I'm glad, you know, I was fucking shit scared of doing that, but I'm actually glad I did it because that led me to this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, and why did it lead you to this?
Because you jumped, bitch.
No, because if you know, you know.
I can't fucking deal. Okay. Anyway. You only grow outside of your comfort zone. Okay.
I mean, that's not true. You don't always or only.
Well, you grow can. Or you learn.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Mm. Like, you'll learn. Whether you fucking hate the fact that you've made the jump and you're very uncomfortable with it.
Learning is more important.
Yes. Because you learn about what you like and
yeah.
you don't like.
That's it. Knowledge. Mm. Knowledgeable.
Knowledge is power.
If anyway. You know, you know.
Are you going to say that every single fucking time? Anyway, we have come to the end. And yep. now.
If you start singing Boys to Men, I was about to kick you in your face.
So I face the final. You know that song?
Curtain. Yeah, bye.